It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good Friday morning. Welcome to the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and the weather definitely affected a lot of events in the area as showers moved through right about game time for several area sports. But it was a game that was worth the wait as the showers moved over Evergreen Hollow Park just ahead of the 4:30 scheduled first pitch between perennial postseason contenders Father McGivney and St. Anthony. St. Anthony got on the board early, though, as Brock Fearday hit an opposite field homer to give the Bulldogs a 2-0 lead after the first. The Bulldogs added single tallies in the bottom of the second and third to put St. Anthony heading into the fourth 4-0. But that's when the tide turned towards Father McGivney's offense as they scored a run in the fourth and two in the fifth, pulling within one run. Both teams were scoreless in the sixth inning, leaving St. Anthony with a slim 4-3 edge going into the seventh. The Griffins got a two-run homer to take the lead and added another to put up three in the top of the seventh. St. Anthony couldn't push a run across in the bottom of the inning and fell to Father McGivney 6-4. Brock Fearday pitched the first five and two-thirds for the Bulldogs. He walked one, allowed three runs, two earned, seven hits, and struck out four. Aiden Lauritzen pitched two-thirds of an inning, taking the loss on the mound, allowing three runs on three hits with a walk and a strikeout. Xander Beals also tossed two-thirds of an inning, allowing a hit, two walks, but no runs, while recording a strikeout as well. St. Anthony did have 10 hits on the day, along with Brock Fearday's home run. Henry Brent singled and had a solo home run. Alex Meyer had two hits, including a double on the day. Vincent Vogel singled and had an RBI, while Will Fearday had two hits, along with singles for Brady Hatton and Aiden Lauritzen. Father McGivney is now 27-2 on the season. St. Anthony falls to 15-6. Seth Jones blasted a three-run home run in the top of the fifth inning, and South Central's pitching and defense made it hold up for a 3-1 victory over Newton. The Cougars only picked up two other singles, one for Callaway Smith and another for Evan Hoover. Chase Garrettis pitched the win, throwing 75 pitches, 53 strikes, while going all seven innings. He allowed one unearned run after the only South Central error of the game in the fourth inning. Garrettis did give up seven hits, but no walks and struck out two. Newton got seven strong innings from Logan Oaks in the loss. He allowed three runs, all earned, walked one, struck out four, and gave up just three hits. Newton's offense was led by Gavin Meinhardt, who had two hits and an RBI. Quincy Fulton and David Ferguson each doubled. Reed Tharp, Maddox Horner, and Dexter Fulton all singled for the Eagles. South Central is now 9-10, while Newton falls to 13-10. Cumberland defeated Cerro Gordo Bement 9-1. Maddox Miller went 6 1/3, allowing one run and one hit. He walked six, but struck out nine to earn the win. Grady Jones finished out the game, striking out one. Isaac Vanetta got two hits with two RBIs, while Wyatt Watkins and Evan Davis had a hit and two RBIs each. Maddox Miller also had a single, while Cade McMeekin also knocked in a run. The Pirates are 9-10. The Broncos are 4-13. TriStar Rock Lutheran broke a 2-2 tie, scoring two in the top of the sixth for a 4-2 victory over Brownstown St. Elmo. Corey Hoopengardner took the loss despite throwing seven solid innings, allowing four runs on eight hits, walking four while striking out seven. At the plate, Keelan Spiegel was 2-for-4 with two RBIs. Dodge Wilms, Zayden Gillespie, and Lane Stein were all 1-for-3 on the day. The Bombers are now 6-13, while TriStar Rock Lutheran improves to 12-8 on the spring. In softball action, Effingham swept an Apollo Conference doubleheader last night against Taylorville. Both wins were 20-0 victories at Taylorville. In Game 1, Sage Althoff pitched the first four innings, allowing three hits, striking out five. Aubrey Poe tossed a clean fifth inning in relief. At the plate, Sydney Donaldson had three hits, including a homer and a triple, driving in six runs. Alyssa Martin also tripled, doubled, and had two RBI. Natalie Armstrong had a single and a double with two RBI. Maddie Kirk doubled with a couple of RBIs. Jersey Bierman had three singles with an RBI. Riley Engel had two hits and four RBIs. Tessa Raddatz singled and drove in two, and Maya Harvey also picked up a single. Game two saw Natalie Armstrong pitch six innings, allowing five hits, one walk, and striking out one, as again it was a 20-0 victory, 11 runs in the top of the sixth for Effingham. to make it a short game. Sage Altoff led the offensive attack with a double and five hits while driving in four. Sydney Donaldson finished with four hits, including a double and three RBIs. Tessa Raddatz had two doubles and two RBIs. Macy Hayes was 3-for-4 with a double and three runs batted in. Sydney Cunningham, Maddie Kirk, each went 2-for-2 with two RBIs, while Maya Harvey had a hit and two RBI. Jersey Bierman and Riley Engel each singled, while Keegan Koenig had an RBI. Effingham's now 14-6, while Taylorville drops to 2-17. Totopolis picked up a 7-0 victory over Paris as the Lady Shoes pounded out 14 hits, scoring a run in the fourth, four runs in the fifth, and tacked on two more in the sixth. There were lots of hitting heroes as Kaylee Zeruzin was 3-for-4 with a double. Chloe Haney also 3-for-4, both drove in a run apiece. Malia Helmick and Olivia Wormert were 2-for-4, each had a double and two RBIs. Kira Hartke was also 2-for-4 on the day, while CJ Apke also doubled and Jersey Gaddis singled and had an RBI. Totopolis got excellent pitching as well from Alyssa Tipton, who threw all seven innings, allowing just three hits, walking four, but struck out 17 in tossing the shutout. Totopolis is now 9-9, Paris 9-16 on the season. Newton continues their winning ways. They're 19-0 with a 9-2 victory over Robinson, who is 11-11 on the season. Allison Stanley smacked two doubles and had three of the 11 hits on the day for the Eagles. Avery Mulvey also had two doubles and two RBIs. Allie Herman, Bailey Frichtel, and Addison Odell all had two hits and an RBI, and Audrey Rich also knocked in two runs. Amelia Collins was the starting pitcher and credited with the win, allowing no runs or walks while striking out three and giving up just three hits. Carly Deckard tossed the final two innings, giving up two runs, one earned, walking three, allowing two hits while striking out one in another Newton victory. Here's Friday's schedule, and it includes the National Trail Conference Softball Tournament. We'll cover the championship game this evening between Windsor Stew Straws and St. Anthony. First pitch slated for around 6 o'clock. Listen for the pregame show at 5:45 on 97.9 XFM. Third place game between Altamont and South Central and the Consolation Championship between Dietrich and Neoga will both get underway around 4:15 at Evergreen Hollow Park. In other softball action, Effingham will be at Flora at 4:30 and Pinckneyville at Effingham slated for 7. In baseball action, Effingham at Flora, Belleville East at St. Anthony, Dietrich at Altamont, Windsor Stew Straws at Cowden-Herrick Beecher City, South Central at Edwards County Albion, and Totopolis takes on Highland at the Edwardsville Tiger Classic. All of those games scheduled to get underway at 4:30. Boys tennis in the area, Greenville at St. Anthony at 4:30. And boys and girls track features Cumberland at the Lincoln Prairie Conference meet at Arcola. That gets underway at 2:45. Girls track has Totopolis at the St. Joseph Ogden Classic at 4:30 today. In NBA action last night, it was Minnesota walloping Golden State 117-93 to pull that series even at a game apiece. Tonight's schedule features Cleveland at Indiana. That game tips off at 6:30 this evening, and Oklahoma City will be at Denver. That gets underway at 9 tonight. In hockey action last night, Washington defeated Carolina 3-1 to pull that series even at 1 apiece, and Edmonton takes a 2-0 series lead with a 5-4 victory over Vegas. It'll be Toronto and Florida tonight at 6 o'clock, and Dallas and Winnipeg with the puck dropping there at 8:30 as in the Western Conference second round matchup. Also, Cardinals and Cubs get back to action this evening. St. Louis at Washington at 5:45. Cubs will take on the Mets at 6:10. That's a busy check of sports. Keep in mind, softball action for you tonight on Classic Hits 97.9 XFM, as it'll be Windsor Stew Straws and St. Anthony for the National Trail Conference Tournament Championship. Pregame show around 5:45 with the first pitch at 6, again on Classic Hits 97.9 XFM. That's sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.